This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, we've got a special guest in the studio. He came in a couple of weeks ago. We had to get him back in. We did a lunchtime social debate, which was really, really interesting. He had a team of people with him last time. He's down. He's down on his luck today because it's just him. Because his business partner, Hannah, is in France. But morning, Peter, from Ireland...
Environmental hygiene.
It's a mouthful. But you got a load of paperwork there that you want to talk about. But we're just having a chat Move yourself a bit closer to that microphone. It won't bite you, honestly.
Here you go.
It won't bite you.
Okay.
Promise
nice to be back anyway. Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you back.
Takes me back to the old days at Capital Radio, but we won't go into that. Okay.
Now, there's lots of things we want to talk about, but obviously in the name of the game, things are changing all the time. So since you last came in 6 months ago, what's changed?
Right, what we are, if people don't obviously realise what we're about, we are what we call a hygiene company business. We do everything from offensive waste, which is like simple stuff like taking away soiled nappies and Conti pads from homes and stuff like that and destroying it. But we also do major things like we do what they call POMS, prescription and medicines, and sharps, which we take away from dentists and chemists and doctors and clinics and surgeries and even the vets. We do a lot of stuff for the vets, and we take them away and we destroy them, as well as supply a washroom service, which we can supply lady care bins, washroom facilities such as hand dryers, paper towels, etc., all along that way. So we diversify quite a bit, but we're still a specialised business. You know, what we do, we obviously have to make sure that we're above board and legal, and we're in the watchful eye of the Environmental Agency, which we are sort of the only waste transfer station now on the Isle of Wight, because a lot of the stuff that used to go to the hospital on the island doesn't go there anymore. They just do in-house. So we actually do a lot of products and stuff, taking them away, such as drugs and that, from the police and also the prisons. We work with the prisons, and we do all that now. It's getting really good. We're progressing. We've been going 26 years. We just took on another apprentice from the college. And yeah, it's progression, and we've got a lot of things in the pipeline, plans, business plans, which we hope will create the aim of creating more work for the island people. Therefore, that's got to have a good knock-on effect, but it's all down to plan and as usual and everything else. So hopefully we can go down that one. We've just done the expo at Lakeside a couple of weeks ago, where there's all these different companies, island companies, go there to project and promote their businesses, and we had a really good response. We had people from the council come up to us and ask us what we do, and they seemed really interested. And yeah, it's all good at the moment, touch wood. So hence Hannah not being here, and any other guys, because they're so busy. Hannah's away in France to talk to people over there about products and stuff. So we're not talking about just the Isle of Wight here, you know. But basically, Isle of Wight is our baby. We've been going a lot of years now. And at the end of the day, it's all about creating work. End of story.
Do you know, I don't know where to start, because you've just given a great sort of recap of where we are and so on. I look at it and I think, okay, first thoughts is, if it wasn't for people like you, we could be knee-deep in maggots and horrible stuff, because that's what would happen,
yeah.
You know. And also, you do the jobs that probably other people don't realise that are done. You're like the fairies, aren't you? Because you come away and you say, oh, the fairies have taken that away, they've taken this away, so you don't have to.
Yeah,
so you don't have to worry about it. So,
yeah, I mean, it's quite an interesting job in a way, because even though my career in past was totally different to what I do now, it's an interesting job that there's so many branches off of it. You can start with doing some particular thing in the industry, the specialised job, and then you get diverse to different areas, and it's like, oh, I didn't realise that. And then you have to get in contact with people who know what they're talking about, and advise you and give you, you know, information. And yeah, it can be really interesting. As I say, we took on a couple of apprentices. The last one we took on was from the college, and he couldn't believe what we had to do and how we had to go about it and how interesting it was. Everybody thinks you're a bit like a a takeaway company. You just come and pick up the rubbish and take it. No, it isn't like that at all. It's specialised stuff. It's a special business, you know. And I saw this about 26 years ago when I started on my own. I thought there's a obviously a gap for that, and hence I was right, lucky enough, and it's just progressed from there. And let's hope it go on to do even better things, where we can actually build even our own factory to make our own products. That's one of the things in our mind's eye. Why not? And we can actually deliver goods such as soaps and hand soap machines, etc., to Harrods in London and make it sound posh.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you're working on a few projects at the moment. I know you mentioned off air, and you say you'll come back and you'll talk about them.
Oh yeah,
later
definitely.
On.
Yeah, we definitely. Once we, you know, it's one of those things. I can't say particular things that we are doing at the moment because it's got to go through planning, etc., and all that. But if that does progress to that stage, obviously I'll come back and let you know about
Brilliant.
It. You know.
Brilliant. Good luck with that. But I just want to, because obviously, in your world, things are changing all the time. Is there like a date that you look on in the calendar where some big body says, okay, these are all the changes for the next 12 months, they've got to be implemented? And, you know, do you get X amount of time? Because I know the last time you were in, you were talking about aerosols.
Yeah, aerosols are actually, we got a compliance officer guy who's actually joined a part of the company, John Holsbert, and he's... he's there to help anybody. If anybody needs any help for information, he'll come out to you, whether you're a home or a chemist or doctors. He'll come out and he'll advise you what you should and shouldn't be doing. And it won't cost you a penny because we actually give this service for free. Now, being a compliance guy, he has to keep up with all the regulations. And at the moment, like you said, we've had information now from government people who do that side of it, health and safety, etc., and all the other stuff, which I don't really understand because it's not my department. But come 2019, all aerosols in public areas will be banned. In other words, you will not be able to use the spray can jobs in a machine to actually use in public areas. And the reason is for that is because obviously a lot of people... Some people have got asthma and it affects them if they go out, say, to a pub, a club, or even an office, and they come upon this and it can affect them. So we're actually diversing all our machines that we do with aerosols to these new ones we got, which work on a gel system. Now, these have been passed by the hospitals and all that side of it, and... all, you know, all these different scientists have looked into it and they say these are the best things to go. And they not only last longer, they're not only more environmental friendly, they're obviously good for the people because they ain't going to cause... And they actually use these new machines we got, these new gels, actually in hospitals. So they've all been cleared. And that's where we're looking at. We're always looking for new ideas, new things we have to do. And we go down that avenue and you know, we're lucky we've got a really good team, you know, and that's what matters. In any business, you've got to have a good team.
Sure. So is there a date on the calendar that you guys look at and think there is a big report coming out this year, these are all the changes for the next 12 months, or do they just get drip-fed to you?
They get you get sent them now and again through the system of... As I say, we belong to the environmental agency. They're the guys that usually say, oh, you do realise this and you do realise that. But, yeah, we also belong to the CWIM, which is the Chartered Waste Management people, which is part of the government body. And they're really helpful. They actually let us know what's going on all the time. And other bodies, like there's a waste care sort of association which belong to other people like that, the CWI, and they come along and they email us and say, look, this is coming up, can you verify that you've got this, blah blah blah. And that's what we do, and hence John, the compliance officer, takes that in, takes it on board, and he says, from this date, this is what we got to do, and that's what we do.
Brilliant.
So we're always training, you know, always.
Will you come back in a month or so's time when we go FM as well?
Because I won't charge you much, actually.
I need to come back and talk about the whole shebang, because there'll be a lot of people that want some advice and so on and so forth. And if people do want advice, they want help and assistance, obviously there is a website and a telephone number you can ring.
Yes, so. I mean, we Twitter, is it? I'm not in touch with this, but... And then we've also got a Facebook page, which is Island Environmental Hygiene Limited. And you can find us anywhere you like, basically, on any sort of media scheme. We're on everything. So, yeah, and if you look up on the website, you know, you'll see us there as well.
Yeah.
You know, we've got our own website, obviously, and it tells you what's going on. We're always updating that, so...
Any idea what the website is? Is that written down? Did she write that down for you?
Sorry about this, but Hannah's usually here doing this. I'm just a dog's body. Okay, it's www.islandhygiene, all one word, .com.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for those details.
Okay.
And you'll come back soon.
No problem at all.
Okay, good
lovely
to talk to you.
Anyway.
And aerosols. Just before you go, did you give a date? Did you say when from when?
It's coming in 2019, not an actual date, but they say 2019. There'll probably be a particular date coming up soon, if not, you know, later.
There'll be aerosol police out there.
Yeah, but I must emphasise this is only in public areas. I mean, if somebody wants to use something like that at home, obviously it's down to them, but it's all public areas, like public toilets and all that sort of thing, and
brilliant
clubs and pubs and offices and... You know, it could affect somebody you don't even know that comes through the door.
Okay, if you want to know more, you can go to our website and just click on the Island Environmental Hygiene logo and it takes you straight through. You can get advice. And I know you've got some schools involved with you at the moment.
Yeah, we've just taken on quite a few new schools. We've got big ones that have been in the newspaper lately and that. We've taken them on and part of it as well. And obviously, we're collecting more and more customers all the time, whether it's veterinary surgeries, chemists, schools. We do all that, and this is why we diversify so much, because we can diversify in every area so that we obviously get new ideas coming in and new customers, which is... And we are very competitive. We've had such a good report on our service over the last 20-odd years. If we cannot solve your problem that day, we will come the next day, definitely.
There you go. You heard it there from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Look, great to see you.
And
I'm glad
mate.
Things are going really well. And you're going to come back in a wee while and update us on a few things as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much.
www.vectisradio.com.